At this time, I'd like to ask Chancellor Robert Jones to welcome us here to Champaign.
Thank you, Trustee Edwards. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Urbana-Champaign. And again, I'd like to thank Sophia Byrd for her beautiful rendition of our state song this morning. I think she deserves another round of applause. That was darn good. As usual, these early weeks of the new academic year brings a lot of excitement and enthusiasm back to campus. And once again this year, it also brought some very good news. First, I hope you saw the U.S. News and World Rankings came out recently. And once again, we found ourselves in very good company. We are 48th among all national universities and number 14 among public universities. The Granger College of Engineering was number 6, and notably, 10 of their 11 programs were ranked among the top 10. The Geese College of Business likewise was impressive. They were recognized with the number 2 accounting program in the nation and the number 19 college program, being the 19th college program in the nation. And they had 8 programs also ranked among the top 20 in the nation. I think this is a real good example and a striking example of consistent excellence over time. For more than a decade, we have found ourselves among the top 15 universities in the country. And looking at the other top 15 universities on that public list, it's interesting to note that they fall across 8 states. So that means that there are 42 other states in this country who would love to have their flagship public university on the list, but they are not there. And last week also marked the release of our official enrollment numbers, and this is something that we are very, very excited about, and there's only one way to describe those numbers, and that is record-breaking. It is the biggest freshman class in the history of this university. And we said that last year, and so we are breaking the records from last year, with this freshman class, first year class, being 7,665, with almost 5,700 of those students being from right here in the state of Illinois. So once again, we are the largest provider of undergraduate education to the families of our state. It is, again, one of the most diverse classes in our history, with more than 23% of the students in the first year class from underrepresented population. They are, to break that down a bit further, we were very pleased to see this time a 5.6% increase in the number of African Americans and a 7.8% increase in Latinx students at this university. It is also the most academic accomplished group that we've had, with an SAT average score of 1348 and an ACT score that broke 29 for the first time in our history. This class also continues to include a very large percentage of first-generation college students, with this year the number being almost 25%. And so we're very, very pleased with the record-breaking class that we have admitted. And all indicators seem to suggest that this record-breaking year may be tied to a big strategic initiative that we announced about a year ago. I think most of you recall. We announced the Illinois commitment, the commitment to provide free tuition and fees for any student from a family with a median income of $61,000 or less. And we have good evidence that this is what led to the increase in our number of applications that made all of these other variables that I mentioned possible. We went from the average of having about 39,000 applications on an annual basis, that's what it's been the first three years that I was here, to this year we had 43,500 applications for 7,500 slots in the first year of class. And so we think that that's a direct result of the Illinois commitment, which was designed to get students who never bother about applying to Illinois to get beyond the sticker shock to understand that an Illinois education is affordable to anyone that has prepared themselves to be admitted to this university. We're very pleased to announce that 30% of those 5,700 first-year students from the state of Illinois received the Illinois commitment. And so it is a game changer for us in terms of our ability to provide access to higher education. And we look forward to continuing to support this program as we implement it for the next 4 years, because it is a four-year commitment. Together with returning students and new transfer students, our transfer students was a big factor in this as well. The Illinois commitment led to the highest number of transfer students we've ever had in this university, and that also included an increased number of underrepresented students at levels that we haven't seen before at this university. So together with the returning students and the first-year students, you've heard us say a few times since we got the final numbers that we, for the first time, have exceeded 50,000 students. In fact, to be more exact, the number we've exceeded 51,000 students. It's 51,196. And so we are very, very proud of this accomplishment. And what it means, this is what we mean by when we say we're providing unmatched excellence in educational opportunity at a massive scale. Let me just close with an update on an initiative that is critical to our future. I think you know, as a land-grant university, we have an obligation to serve the entire state of Illinois. I felt very strongly that we've been doing that at a massive scale, but we needed more to be more strategic and impactful about how we collaborate and have an impact in Chicagoland. And I think you've heard me talk about that as in the context of being at the core of the land-grant university for the 21st century. So we're charged with serving citizens across the state, and we really need to think about more effective ways to deliver on that mission, and we've been trying to do so in the last several months. This has led to me having much more visible presence and actually spending more time in Chicago. It's important for us to do so also because we have more than 200,000 of our graduates living in the Chicagoland. And so we are trying to find ways to be more effective, to reach out to alum, but more importantly, to partner with key partners in the city of Chicago so that we can fulfill our land grant mission. One of the examples of this new form of collaboration was this summer's Illini Fest held in Grant Park. It was really the first kind of the public kickoff of our intentions to be more strategically present. You've heard me say that we had over 10,000 RSVPs for that event, and we had about 5,000 people that actually showed up. It was a beautiful summer afternoon. And I can tell you, people are still talking about that event and asking what time the event is going to occur next year and trying to get some assurance that we'll do it on an annual basis. But we're also focusing on ways to build better research and public collaborations as well. You all know about the role that each of our institutions as a part of the University of Illinois system play in DPI and IIN. And so we're continuing to engage in trying to assist the system in driving that objective as well. And you probably have heard about the $100 million that we received from the state of Illinois to partner with the University of Chicago on quantum exchange. And so really, these are game changers for us. And we're very pleased that in the last several months, we've had a chance to provide some context for the leadership in Chicago, from the mayor to the president of Cook County to the president of Chicago Public Schools and many other officials. We've had a chance to sit down and talk to them about the value proposition of this land-grant university and how we're prepared to partner with them to move the entire state to the next level of excellence. So once again, to the Board of Trustees, welcome to Illinois, to Urbana-Champaign. It is a very exciting time, we think, for the entire university, and we're very glad to have this chance to host you here for this Board of Trustees meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chancellor Jones.